From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Outgoing U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has unveiled his vision for a possible lasting solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In an hour-long speech Wednesday, Kerry warned that a two-state solution is in serious jeopardy and that one state is not in Israel's best interest. VOA's Shalita Gohok has more.
Kerry said those supporting the expansion of Israel's settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem are now defining the future of Israel.
They believe in one state, Greater Israel. In fact, one prominent minister who heads a pro-settler party declared just after the U.S. election, and I quote, "The era of the two-state solution is over."
A United Nations resolution condemns Israeli construction in East Jerusalem, which would be the Palestinian capital. Netanyahu said Israel will resolve outstanding differences with the Palestinians through direct negotiations. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promptly condemned Kerry's speech, saying it was skewed in favor of the Palestinians. Netanyahu is promising to work with the incoming Trump administration to improve relations in the wake of the fallout of the UN resolution. News reports out of Turkey say Ankara and Russia have prepared a ceasefire agreement for all of Syria, but Russia is refusing to comment on the reports, and the rebel groups say no such official truce has been agreed on. Sources told Reuters News Service that the agreement calls for Syria to be divided into zones and for President Bashar al-Assad to remain in power for at least a few years. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says Russia did interfere in the recent U.S. presidential election and can expect hard-hitting sanctions. Graham said Wednesday that the U.S. Congress will investigate Russia's involvement in the November 8th elections.
You can expect that the Congress will investigate the Russian involvement in our elections, and I predict there will be bipartisan sanctions coming that will hit Russia hard, particularly Putin as an individual.
Russia has denied allegations that President Putin was personally involved in hacking. People in Moscow are paying tribute to members of a Russian military choir, orchestra, and dance group who died Sunday when their plane crashed into the Black Sea. Some lit candles, others brought flowers to the headquarters of the Alexandrov Ensemble. Dozens of the group's members were among 92 people on board the plane that crashed on its way to Syria to perform for Russian airmen. The Russian Defense Ministry announced Wednesday that the second black box had been found and analysis of its data has begun. The Defense Ministry also said 15 bodies have been recovered so far from the crash site. The cause of the crash has not been determined, but officials say terrorism is not a likely cause. Australian police say they have broken up a drug syndicate with the seizure of more than a ton of cocaine valued at more than $350 million and the arrest of 15 people.
In terms of this syndicate that we've arrested, we are very confident that we've gone from the top to the bottom. The entire group has been taken out. Now, having said that, we have ongoing inquiries, particularly in South America and other parts of the world, to look at who they were dealing with to bring those drugs from those countries to Australia.
Chris Sheehan, the Australian Federal Police Acting Assistant Commissioner. American actress Debbie Reynolds died Wednesday after suffering a stroke, just one day after her actress daughter Carrie Fisher passed away. Reynolds' son said the stress of his sister's death was too much for his 84-year-old mother. Authorities in the Philippines say at least 32 people were wounded when two bombs exploded while they were watching a boxing competition in a central Philippine town as part of an annual Roman Catholic holiday festival. A police spokeswoman said a mortar cartridge and a mobile phone apparently used to detonate the homemade bombs have been recovered. Philippine forces have been placed on alert amid on-and-off offensives in the country's south against Muslim militants and armed sympathizers of the Islamic State group, who have targeted the capital, Manila, and other urban centers in the past. And white supremacist Dylan Roof, who murdered 9 black worshipers at a Charleston, South Carolina church, has told the judge he does not plan to call any witnesses or present any evidence during the penalty phase of his trial. Roof is representing himself after firing his attorneys. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.